there! You are listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming at KMUZ.org. This is where Marion and Polk Soil and Water Conservation Districts and OSU Small Farms Program shine a light on partnerships and programs that conserve our beautiful natural resources in the Willamette Valley. We're illuminating our collective mission of conserving soil, water, and natural resources for urban and agricultural audiences in the Willamette Valley. I am your host, Morgan Neal, Outreach Coordinator with the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. Today, we're doing a final flip of the mic to help our listeners to get to know those that bring Conservation Spotlight together. On this episode, I'm talking with Heath Kierstead, Communications and Education Specialist for Marion Soil and Water Conservation District, or SWCD. You'll hear that acronym a lot. Heath has been working with Marion SWCD for a little over a year. I'm excited to introduce Heath with everyone today on the podcast to talk about her work with conservation in the Valley. So a big welcome to you, Heath.
Hi, thank you. It's so good to be talking to you today.
Yes, absolutely. We've known each other for about a year now, but it's not often that we get to have the time to just sit and chat. So I'm looking forward to getting to know you and more about Marion SWCD.
Definitely. There's lots to discover.
Yeah. Could you share with our listeners a bit about your background?
Sure. I have an undergraduate degree from the University of Vermont in environmental studies, also women's studies in French. And when I got out of school, I realized that all the jobs I wanted to do, I needed to have a science background. So I went back to school at OSU. I got my master's degree in soil science, and I was studying below ground carbon cycling. And that was a lot of fun. But the best part about that was that I got to do a lot of education with youth and some with adults. And so that made me really crave to continue doing that kind of work. After grad school, I did do some field research in Moab, Utah on biological soil crusts. But like I said, I really missed working with people. So I ended up coming back for a job at Benton Soil and Water Conservation District in 2006. And I worked there for about 15 years. And then the opportunity opened up for me to come over to Marion Soil and Water Conservation District. And I'm just super excited to be here. We have such a strong team. And it's just a really big county with lots going on. So that's just a little bit about me.
Yeah, thank you. Heath, you've been working with SWCDs in the Valley for over a decade, like you said, which is a bit of a rarity. I'm curious what has led you to dedicate your career to conservation, and what is it about working with SWCDs in particular that you like so much?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one that I've spent actually a lot of time thinking about. What is it that I love so much about the work that I get to do? And I think part of it is the ability to be creative and design programs that meet the needs of the community, the conservation needs and informational needs of the community. And another thing is we're really working at this interface of people and place. So we're not just working on the ground doing restoration projects without getting people involved. We're really working to help people get the resources and tools they need to be able to long-term care for the natural environment. And I think that's just such a critical role that needs to be played and a very unique position that SWCDs have within the community. You know, we're not regulatory. We're just here to help people figure out what do they need to do so that they're taking actions that are healthy for themselves and the world around them.
Yeah. And what about SWCDs? What has drawn you to spend so much of your career working with them?
I like the community aspect. So I really like working with people. I like that I get to meet different people. I get to work with different ages, all the way from preschool to retired folks. And everybody has a different story. And I learn something from each person that I meet. And I love to see those sparks when people see salmon for the first time, or just learn something new, get excited when they do something in their garden and it makes pollinators appear, and they just feel really connected. So it's that sense of helping people connect with the world around them that I think is really poignant and motivating.
SWCDs play a unique role in the community. Have you seen that role change throughout the years?
Yes, I could say that I've noticed a trend that we're SWCDs in general, especially in the Willamette Valley, are able to focus more on urban audiences than they used to be focusing on, which I think is really important because not everybody is a landowner, but everybody has a role to play in conservation. And so I think recognizing that and being able to meet those needs, you know, and step up to that different kind of challenge and service area is something I've noticed. So for example, at Benton SWCD, we've run a plant sale since the 90s. It was initially for people doing large scale restoration projects on their large lands. But now we have a lot more people buying plants from the SWCDs. They're buying more like flowering plants, small things that are great for pollinator habitat and stuff like that. And so we have more people doing conservation work on a scale that is appropriate to their lifestyle. So that's just an example of there are many different ways working with the Title I schools and making sure that we're trying to bring in, you know, we're right now we're having a lot of conversations about how do we meet the needs of a diverse population and thinking about who the different groups are that are in our communities, who are we serving well and who aren't we really serving well or not serving as well as we'd like to. And then trying to think about how do we develop relationships with those community groups so that we understand better what the interests are and needs and where does our mission intersect with what those community groups are looking for.
Yeah, I think that's a conversation a lot of organizations are having mm-hmm. right now. And I can definitely relate to what you were saying. I personally have a small lot, and I know I got a few things from our plant sale, some small flowering shrubs. I'm excited to see what they do. Could you tell us a little bit more about your position and your role with the Marion Soil and Water Conservation District? How do you fill your day?
Oh boy. There are so many different things that I've been working on lately. And the way that I set up this position is really to support the rest of the staff. We have a lot of conservation planners, and I'm the only person whose role is really just communications and education. And so I'm supporting the rest of the staff in developing out their outreach events and workshops and things like that, and also doing the social media kind of graphic design work. With the help of all the staff and our great contractors that do web work, Abide Web Design, we just developed a new website, which we launched on January 1st. So that was a big effort. that took a lot of time because mm-hmm. we created a native and invasive plant database for that website. So that was a lot. Now we also have a contractor directory. So it's not just contractors, it's anybody providing conservation services. So that could be that they have native plants or that they do consultation or soil testing, that kind of thing. So our conservation directory is getting built out. We have about 15 people on the list now, and it's just growing as we speak. So that's a really nice tool to have for people, and something that, because of the way my job is, I was able to bring to life. So I really love that. And then I also do a lot of education projects. So working with youth. So we do Salmon Watch field trips and that's for elementary and junior high and middle school and high school. And so that's been a really fun thing that I've been doing since I was at Benton SWCD. I actually started doing Salmon Watch field trips back in 2003 as a volunteer and haven't stopped except for the one, pandemic year, 2020, fall of 2020. Taking kids out, coordinating with the teachers, coordinating and training up the volunteers, getting all that material ready to go, keeping everybody safe while we're on the field trips, and getting out and getting kids seeing spawning salmon. So that's like one of my favorite things. I'm super passionate about salmon. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. As a soil scientist, I had no idea I was going to care so much about salmon, but they're really amazing creatures. And I feel like, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, you need to see spawning salmon. Like, you just got to see that. Mm-hmm. So it's like a rite of passage or something. So that's a lot of what I do. And then I do a lot of, I send out the e-news. So writing up little articles. And now we have a blog on our website. So recruiting authors to write blog posts for us. We have some great ones now. From one of our board members, Dave Bedeau, that's about growing your own birdhouse. And so that's a really fun article for folks if they haven't checked it out yet. And stuff about what to do with junk mail, a whole range of topics. And then I get to plan with my team a lot about what we're going to offer each year. So we have First Fridays that happen once a month on the first Friday at noon. Anybody can attend those because they happen online, and you just have to sign up, RSVP. It's free. And the talks cover all sorts of different topics from, we have one that coming up in March, which will be after this is posted, but it'll be available on YouTube, and it'll be on rain gardens. So how to construct rain gardens, and then lots of stuff on bees and composting, just a whole range of different topics, mercury deposition. We had a talk about that. That was pretty informational for folks that might not know. I didn't know that much about mercury deposition before I started working in Marion County. So things like that. And then we also have some other programs that we deliver that maybe you'll ask me about a little later, so I won't get into mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. Yeah. I know one of the things that I love about this job is that there is so much to learn. And I love learning from our partners. And who are some of the other organizations that you work with to on your programming and events and education?
Oh my gosh, there are so many partners. It's kind of overwhelming and awesome to me because I I came from a much smaller county, and so there were just fewer folks, and we still had great partners there, but we have OSU Extension Service has a 4-H and the Small Farms Program, and Master Gardeners, Master Naturalists. I know there's the Small Woodlands Association. There are all the watershed councils. The watershed councils, they're doing, we've over the years done a lot of partnering with the watershed councils on the ground, invasive plant removal and riparian restoration projects. And then there's the state agencies, Oregon Department of Agriculture, Oregon Department of Forestry, Fish and Wildlife. And then we have a lot of great nonprofits in the community, like Straub Environmental Education and Salem Audubon Society. It's Straub Outdoors, and Salem Environmental Education. And there's the Farm Bureau, and we just partner with all of these. And then there's also the other SWCDs. So the neighboring SWCDs, we often are doing things with them, offering. We have a thing coming up in April, a succession planning workshop. So hopefully folks can attend that and learn how to plan for the successful succession on their properties, in their farms, small farms, that kind of thing. We have Oregon Forest Resources Institute and the Oregon Garden. Boy, there's so many. Oh, and then I have the group I work with a lot is Mid-Willamette Outreach Group, which is a partnership between City of Salem, City of Kaiser, Marion County, Marion SWCD. And we get together and do an erosion control summit and a water festival for youth. And we have a whole series of events called Our River, part of a campaign called Our River. And so they're just a whole bunch of amazing partners doing stuff together, and love working with Ankeny Hill Nature Center. We have a homeschool day coming up in, when is that, June 13th. So if folks listening are homeschool families, we invite you to attend that. It's free and there'll be lots of educational activities there for you. Ankeny Hill Nature Center is just such a great resource. So I could go on and on. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, you've managed to build a lot of partnerships and reach a lot of the community in Marion County. I'm wondering what makes Marion County unique and how does your programming reflect that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like Marion County, I'm also new to Marion County. And I'm learning a lot about the community. And one of the things is there's just it's a large population. And so there are a lot of different kinds of people living here and different kinds of communities, but there are also a lot of different habitats. So we have urban, we have the Willamette River, we have lowlands, you know, wetlands and stuff like that. But then we also have all these great farms, so many different kinds of farms. As I understand it, we're the most economically productive agricultural county in the state of Oregon, which
amazing.
Is
amazing.
I had no idea that that was true right here in the center of the Willamette Valley. Until I came here. Yeah. And so there are just so many different kinds of agriculture going on, from hops and Christmas trees to livestock production, and just goes on and on and on. And then we have, of course, the Cascades are in Marion County. So we have those small towns that are up along the North San Yam River and that valley there. And so that's a whole different landscape with different issues. You know, lots of folks in our area were hit hard by the ice storms and the wildfires. So there's just a lot of different kinds of kind of environmental things happening and to consider in this area. And just the folks are different depending on where you are in the area. So got to spend a lot of time thinking about how do we address mm-hmm. all of those things and what's mm-hmm. the most, you know, what are our priorities and how do we make sure we're serving folks in the ways that they need to or have interest in being served.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you are reaching a lot of people and you have a lot on your plate.
There's a lot left to do.
Yeah.
I keep thinking that the SWCDs, they've been here for a long time and we're not going away. So mm-hmm. we have time. We're going to, you know, get to it eventually. So we'll do a good job and we'll take it nice and not super slow, but I don't want to go too fast. I want to make sure that, you know, we take our time so that what we develop is in partnership with the people that we're serving and is really serving them well.
Love that. Yeah. Just a quick update. If you're just joining us, I'm here with Heath Kierstead, Communications and Education Specialist with the Marion Soil and Water Conservation District. And you're listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio 88.5 and 100.7 FM and streaming on kmuz.org. Heath, something that we haven't touched on, which I'm very curious about, your conservation club at Marion SWCD. Can you tell me more about that and what it entails? Who is it for?
I'm excited to hear that you're curious about conservation club because it started out this year is brand new and our upcoming like inaugural two events are on March 4th. at Bauman's Nursery in Jervis, where we'll be holding our plant sale. And we have two talks by Stephanie Hazen, who is a master gardener and master melittologist, and she's going to be talking about Oregon's native bees and then how to invite birds to your yard. So that'll be fun. And then we have a succession planning workshop coming up. But the thing about Conservation Club is, in the past, we've held like a training series called Plan for Your Land. And Plan for Your Land was attended by folks that are kind of trying to develop a conservation plan for their property. Maybe they've been there for a long time and haven't been able to do that yet, or they are new to rural living, or it doesn't even have to be rural, but it's just about making a plan for whatever landscape projects you have with conservation in mind. And so we would do training on soil health and water quality, water rights, that kind of thing, wildlife habitat, et cetera, riparian areas. There's just a whole range of things that we would cover. This year, we had a lot of discussions about what to do because it turns out that OSU Small Farms does a similar program. I think it's called Living on the Land, and it's a series that they're hosting, and it's very, very similar to Plan for Your Land. And we'd been talking about how we'd like to really offer some like a deep dives into additional topics so that people can just get a little bit beyond that launching platform that you get through Living on the Land or Plan for Your Land kind of trainings, and get be able to go into depth on topics that may be of interest to them. Maybe they have a special project. We're hoping to do an oak habitat tour this spring, so late spring. So like that would be an example of what would be for Conservation Club. No, you don't have to join Conservation Club. It's not like a membership, members only type of club. It's just a suite of activities, tours, workshops that will be lectures that we'll be offering. So for example, First Fridays is on the first Friday at noon each month, but Conservation Club is going to be offered at different times. It's not going to have a set time. It's not going to have a set day of the week or anything like that, so that we can try and accommodate the needs of the people that maybe people who are working or farming and can't make it, like, you know, for a lunchtime tune in on your computer thing. So because we're allowing for like longer sessions, like 3-hour sessions and stuff like that, that allows us to get a little more in depth on some of these topics. And so we have some great topics coming up that I'm really excited about, and more are on the horizon. Like we're hoping to do a pretty robust compost workshop, and though we'll be doing a workshop on Firewise and forest fuel reduction. So that'll be coming up too. And we have some new staff. So some of those things are being planned by our new staff members. So I don't have all the details yet, but that's something to look forward to. And Conservation Club has its own page on our website. So if people want to go there and check out what's coming and what's already been posted, their videos and lots of resources to get people started.
Wonderful. Be sure to check that out. I know I will too. And you said that you're new to Marion County, and Marion County has a lot of different habitats and natural spaces. What's your favorite outdoor activity or place in the county to connect with nature and conservation?
Well, this year it's been really fun getting to know the county and all the little treasures. There's so many cute little towns and special natural areas and stuff. And I've been able to go on some tours and see some different sites that I didn't know about before. But I still would have to say that Silver Falls is probably, it's just such an amazing place. What a treasure. So that's Silver Falls State Park. And all those waterfalls are so beautiful. And the forest is just so verdant and lush.
Mm-hmm. I was just there this past weekend. I took a friend of mine there. She was visiting from out of state, and it was magical.
Yes, magical is the right word.
So is there a particular upcoming event that you'd like to highlight?
Okay, well, in March, from March 1 through March 31st. So happening now is Winter Wildlife Field Days, which is a really fun series of events that you can attend. Some or all of them, probably not all of them because they're really a lot. And the theme for the year is water. And so if you go to our website, there's some information there about Winter Wildlife Field Days. And I know Polk SWCD, are you partnering with Lucky Mute Watershed Council to do something at, what's the name of that park?
We're also partnering with the City of Independence.
Nice.
We'll also have some people from Oregon State University. So our field station is going to be at Riverview Park in Independence. And where is yours at?
Well, ours is, I'm partnering with Mid Willamette Outreach Group in Ankeny Hill Nature Center to put on the Great Raindrop Scavenger Hunt. And it'll be going from March 20th until April 3rd. And it's a go at your own pace kind of adventure. Get folks outside. It's something you can do here locally outside during spring break. And there are five different locations around the county. So from Wheatland Ferry to Staten. And lots of different fun things in it, very interactive. And so that's coming up soon. It's also in celebration of World Water Day, which is on March 22nd. And that's another thing to be looking for. And then we have coming up, the succession planning is coming up on April 4th. So succession planning is great for agricultural families. And we really hope folks sign up and come out and attend. We'll have dinner. It's about a 3 to 4 hour event with panel discussions. There'll be attorneys on hand and people can really get a handle on how to make a plan for their land. So those are just a couple things that are coming up.
Wonderful. Yes. Speaking of your events and resources, how can folks in Marion County connect with you and stay up to date on all this information?
I think the best thing to do would be to subscribe to our e-news, and you can do that right from the homepage of our website. Our website address is marionswcd.net, and so you can just subscribe either at the top or the bottom of that homepage, and then you'll get, I don't send out a ton of emails because I hate getting bombarded with emails myself, but I send out once or twice a month, I'll send out a good email update that has information about what we have going on so people are in the know. And I'll be highlighting our new blog posts through that e-news as well. So that's a good way. We also have all our contact info for all the staff. We offer grants for landowners. So that there's a really big grant program, not just for landowners, but for anybody doing a conservation project. It might be in a park, a local park or something like that, or a school grounds. And then we also have education grants. So find out more by visiting our website, marionswcd.net. And all of our contact info is on the website as well. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Last question, Heath, what is one change you would encourage people to make in relation to the work you do?
Oh, that's easy. I would encourage everybody to grow native plants. So, you know, instead of picking out something that's from a camellia from Asia or something, pick out a beautiful local native rhododendron or blue blossom. That's another great plant. There's so many great choices. And the native plants are so great for dealing with our local environmental weather conditions, but also they support our local pollinators and birds. So it's just a great choice to make. And I hope everybody figures out a way to incorporate native plants either into their patio garden or their landscape or their farm or their forest, whatever they have.
Thank you, Heath. Mm-hmm. We've been talking with Heath Kierstead about Marion SWCD and her role with the district. Thank you for taking a few minutes to share the light with us. We're grateful for a community of conservation-minded folks who know the importance of partnerships. If you would like more information about any of these topics, please visit the Marion SWCD website at marionswcd.net and their Facebook page for follow-up information. Also, on their website, you'll find information about upcoming events like those that she's talked about today. Particularly love their First Friday events and Winter Wildlife Field Days in March. And if you liked what you heard here on the Conservation Spotlight, tune in to KMUZ at 100.7 or 88.5 FM the third Wednesday of every month during Willamette Wake Up. On the next episode, we'll be talking with Samantha Bartling with the Willamette Valley National Wildlife Refuge Complex. So thank you for listening and your light shining.